the reason the Quran is called Quran, does anyone know? It's Quran because it is min yuqra, meaning it is to be read. وَذِكْرُ مُبِينٌ, that's now an addition. Dhikr is a remembrance, right? Mubin, clear. I'm translating. Question for everybody. Is the Quran really a reminder for you and me? Is it really? So those of you who have temper, you have a temper. When something gets on your nerve, really, justifiably, yani, and then immediately the Quran comes to you and says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ, those who control their anger? Yes or no? Then it is not dhikrun mubin. This is a reminder. This is what they say, the Quran. And it's a beautiful discussion here in the book about what is poetry? What is the difference between poetry and Quran? And I'm just going to read because I just really loved it. They say poetry, especially in the Arabic language, because it is extremely sophisticated. I mean, unless you really know Arabic well, you will not even enjoy because you don't know what they are saying, honestly. And they say it is basically kalamun arabi, words in Arabic. The most important thing in it is what? It rhymes. Has to rhyme. Not the rhymes you hear. It rhymes in words, ya Allah. Some of the really eloquent poets, they put the same word because the word has so many meanings. And it every part of the poem end up with the same word, but it has different meanings. Imagine, I mean, it's something beyond. That's why Allah keeps saying it is not poetry, because poetry by itself is very sophisticated. But the beauty of it, that's what I want you to know. When you read poetry, especially when you enjoy it, it's usually exaggeration. Have you read anything about love? Right? Poetry about love? I'm crazy, right? I'm like Majnun Layla is a very common, right? Which is, or Antara, these are very common men, very well-known men who were crazy about women. And they wrote poetry about, I mean, crazy. If you read, I mean, you say this, they call him Majnun Layla. They call him the crazy of Layla. Because he looks at the wall and says, this wall, if I remember that, this wall, where she walked one day, I'm not going to move from this wall, that level. Yeah, it's legendary. Right? So they say, now why Allah said this and compare it with the Quran? They say, because it is an exaggeration. There's a lot of imagination. It's beautiful thoughts, but it's not true. That's the beauty of it. It's not true. And there is, most of the time, lack precision. A lot of exaggeration. It just can't be. And then, most of the time, also it's not rational, like what I told you about the wall. What is the Quran? That's why he made this comparison. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرِ. He's not. Because poetry is this way. Quran is what? Number one is truth. Number two, it's not fun. It's reminder. Number three, talks to my brain. Number four, morals. There's nothing in the Quran that moves in me the animal desire. Nothing. On the contrary. It doesn't deny it, but it controls it. Helps me, what? To control it, including food, include drink, include the intimate relationships. And Allah sent it for me and you, as we all know, as guiders. How many of you say, I am alive? Of course, we're alive, but are we alive? Because Allah says, لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّ وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. It's a warning to those who are alive. How many times you have read it? Did you ask yourself, why did Allah? Of course I'm alive. Is it because I'm alive and I'm reading it? Yes or no? No. Hayya meaning here, a person who is living the way that Allah wants him or her to live and benefit from the admonition. Like when you talk to somebody and you see they are not listening to you. You say, aren't you listening? Aren't you awake? Right? And you say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then why are you not listening? That's what Allah is saying. Hayya. Am I really living? Am I living the way Allah wants me to live? I'm not talking about external. I'm talking about my relationship with the Quran. or I am living like anybody else who doesn't know what the Quran is and just read. And this is a goal for you. This is for everybody. Two goals. One with you as a human being with Allah, and only He knows. And one in your conduct as a human being, as a person, as a woman, as a Muslim woman. With the creation of Allah, everybody, Muslim or non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. What is your these two goals? SubhanAllah, it makes you honest with yourself. You're gonna identify your shortcoming. One, and work on it. Make it as a goal that you will be Allah conscious. So, لِيُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّ. One of the goals, Ya Allah, أَحْيِي قَلْبِي. That's what I always say to Allah. Ya Allah, give life to my heart. I'm alive, I'm breathing. My physical heart is pumping, but is my spiritual heart alive? Allah knows.